Welcome to the Kid Craddock Podcast. It's a condensed version of the show. We've painstakingly smushed it together for your listening pleasure.
All right, here we go. It's time, Kid Nation, to pick up that phone and give us a call at 800-KID-LIVE.
800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEK-IT.
To play Beat the Bank
Extreme.
What caller number are we looking for, Jenna?
27.
Caller number 27. You get to play Beat the Bank. You choose the vault. You go in there. You see how gutsy you're feeling against our banker and pull out as much money as you can from him. Up to $10,000. Real quick, before we get into Jenna's segment, Kelly, thanks a lot from the text. You shocked my son into Marvel madness. Michael is 13 years old, and he's been ranting about that you can't change Captain America because he has known Chris Evans. I also just have to listen to his list of characters that he could change and the amazing connections between Marvel characters. Hashtag, why is this important?
Aw, it is important. You got it. You know what? But it's important to him.
Very important to him, yeah. All right, Jenna, are you ready for this?
Are you ready?
We're ready. We're ready for Jenna.
I'm ready-ish.
Ready-ish?
Yeah, so JC, this kind of music is right up your alley. So a lot of people say you don't have to slap a label or a genre of music, but I like all of the words people use to describe all of these different genres of music. Because there's pop and there's rap, but what about the people that kind of do this in between, like reggae pop?
Ooh.
And you love Bryce Vine, and so this was an artist that was recommended. You know when you're kind of shuffling through new music, and it's like, if you would like this.
We got a text that said Bryce Vine should be considered hip-hop.
Hip-hop.
Which is kind of a cool genre, I guess.
I like hip-hop, but have you ever heard of a guy named Mark E. Bassey?
Mark E. Bassey.
Mark with a C, Bassey with a Y. He has a new album out today. He's had some songs and singles here and there and other albums, but he has a brand new album out today, and one of the songs on it is featuring G-Eazy, and it's called Lover 2, and I think you're going to like it.
Okay. If I love her, I love you, cause you love her too. Walking away from her, I'm afraid to do. Going in my shoes, one leg, one piece of my heart gone loose. If I love her and I love you, cause you love her too. I be on my cliche, trying to find a three-way. Grew up on rappers from the East Bay. Can't pull myself all this leeway. I pay for both, ain't no cheap date. Like it.
My good intentions are no wiser. Not all of his songs sound this way either, because I'll go listen to a bunch of them. And it's a cool vibe, though.
That's how Bryce Vine is, too. Every song is different. That's why it's so cool.
G-Eazy has a feature, but he swears, and we don't have the clean version.
Oh, that's fine. So if you want to check out the G-Eazy version,
just
go check it out.
Just a little bit. Just one word. But it's a pretty clean song. But yeah, it's good. So
it's a bad word.
So hip-hop.
Yep. Okay, that was one text that we got, and I thought that was a pretty interesting way to call that kind of music. By the way, Mark E. Bassey, that's his name. He's going to be on tour here next
month. Yeah, he is.
He's coming to town.
Yeah, he'll be in town November 9th, actually, at the House of Blues. I saw that. So he is on a small tour right now.
All right.
And he's cute.
He is cute.
Let's look at him.
And I think the other guy that led Jenna to him, Bryce Vine, he's touring with our boy Max.
Oh, really?
He's going to be touring with Max. So if you're going to a Max show, you're probably going to get to see Bryce Vine.
Is Kelly exercising right now?
Yeah,
she's stretching.
Like, you know when you have like a pain in your joint, you're trying to get it out. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Kelly is stretching over here. I'm doing yoga.
Yeah, I'm just trying to pop it out.
Pop it out real quick. You got something for that, Jen?
I can help you.
Hip hop.
All right, an Instagram hack.
Yes.
I didn't even know this was possible when I came across this article, but when you post a story, I know a lot of people care about this sort of thing, so that's why I'm going to help you out. If you post a story and you're like, well, the person that I really want to watch it hasn't watched it, because you know you can see who watched your story. Usually.
Uh-huh.
It doesn't always show up, but it's like, well, why haven't they watched it? Well, are you showing up in their feed? Do you want to show up first? Because usually the people that you follow most closely, your friends, or the people whose stories you watch most often are going to show up first in the little bubble across the top.
Yeah.
Well, there's a way, apparently, to get yourself to show up first.
Be the first
for
bubble?
Someone, to be the first bubble.
Huh.
Are you interested?
Yes.
I mean, I know you're probably not like dying to get someone in particular to watch your story, JC, but hey, there's a lot of people that care about this. You post a fire story and you're like, God, time's running out.
Are you trying to get someone?
No, I'm really not. I'm retired for the year. I'm really not. And also, with our I mean, let's be real. It's hard. We don't see everyone that watches our stories. No. It's hard to see. But if you, sometimes you catch it. But if you're looking really good and you just want to ensure that someone sees it.
To see it.
Right. Or that you'll at least pop up first for them.
Yeah. Okay.
So there's a way you hide the story from said person and then you unhide it. And apparently, when you're friends, you know, if you're friends with this person, or, yeah, you have to be friends because they have to be following you for your bubble to show up. But, yeah, you hide the story, which is an easy thing to do in your story settings. You can find that. I'll post this, obviously, with the Cosmopolitan.
Step by step.
UK Cosmo or something, yeah. Hmm. I'll post it step by step so I don't go on and on right now about it. But, yeah, you just hide your story because you can type in someone's name or multiple people. You can hide your story from a lot of people. And then you unhide it. And your bubble will pop up first. Not sure why it does that.
Huh.
But just a little tip, if you want that boy you've been crushing on or that girlfriend of yours that you like, you want your story to show up first. That doesn't guarantee they're going to watch it because people avoid that like landmines. You're just like, I don't want to watch this story. I don't want them to see that I watch this story. Yes, so you're like, but yeah, you'll at least pop up first. So it'll be top of mind. They'll have to go out of their way to avoid watching your story.
Interesting.
It is interesting.
All right.
Hey, there was an article on it, so obviously a lot of people care. All right, what if you love Halloween, but you just struggle with the what am I going to be? What's my baby going to be? What's my family going to be? You want a good group costume?
Mm-hmm.
So this is definitely more for the parents out there. But, you know, I went to this site. You can still get some good ideas. Have you guys ever heard of a clothing website for kids called Primary?
Primary.
It's really cool, actually. They have all of these. You pick a color. So depending on what color your kid likes or if they have a color. And then they give you, you can see all the clothes they have in that color. You do it by color. But they have a great Halloween section. So with killer ideas for kids and families and group costumes. And you order them from this site as well. But the ideas are awesome. Really cute, really cool costumes. Okay. Crazy Rich Asians. You want your little girl to be from Crazy Rich Asians, Black Panther, or there's an Aretha Franklin costume. It's so cute.
For kids.
Some shows that I've never heard of because I don't have children, but they look adorable and the costumes look really legit. So I don't know about little baby lifeguards. Poop emoji. Whatever Poppy Troll is. Prince.
Poppy Troll is from the Trolls movie.
Okay.
Yeah, it's Anna Kendrick's character.
The costumes are really cute, though. So this is a costumes and how-tos if you want to make costumes. So it's kind of like a parent blog also.
Oh, good.
It's a really cool site called Primary.
Because my son made me audition for my costume.
For your family costume?
Yeah,
I didn't
pass the audition, apparently. I wasn't.
What was the role?
Because he's dressing up like Blue from Jurassic World.
Yeah.
And I said, what if I'm a T-Rex?
Yeah.
And he said, well, let me hear your T-Rex cry.
Oh. What'd you do?
I just
said this.
That's pretty good.
Yeah,
it sounded kind of like a dying T-Rex.
Right. He didn't. That's what they sound like. He didn't like it. He goes, no.
Take the easy way out and be Chris Pratt.
That's what I said.
Yeah.
Yeah, there you go.
Wear a little jungle outfit.
Yeah, a little nice leather vest or something.
That's a great idea.
You want a T-Rex.
And then have your wife just take the easy way out and put on a red wig and Bryce Dallas Howard. Done.
Put some high heels on. That's our next step, I think.
Easier the better for Halloween.
Or I'm going to go check out Jenna's website.
This Primary. Primary.com. Cute little kids clothes, too. And you know I don't get down with any of that baby stuff.
Right.
But this is a cute website. You guys will really like it. All right, now something that I am really into for myself. People will always ask, like, how do you know when sneakers are coming out? Or because this could be as simple as sneakers have become really popular. So I'm not talking about crazy off-white Nike or Yeezys. I'm talking about just regular Nikes dropping 10 new sneakers today.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of these sell out, and they'll restock them. But at 9 o'clock Central Time this morning, I just saw Nikes dropping a lot. But I find this info on a website that I love called High High Snob Iety, like society.
Okay.
Yeah. High Snob Iety.
For sneakers.
And it's awesome because it's just like streetwear and sneakers. And yeah, so I'll find out that Vans and Supreme have a collaboration that dropped yesterday and sold out. And these aren't expensive shoes. You know, they're just regular sneakers. But Nike has really cool ones coming out today. A pair of all white ones that I've been wanting. Yeah. Anyway. So that's how you know.
Snob-siety.
High Snob Iety, yeah. I love that. I love it. It's a great sneaker and streetwear clothing kind of website. Just cool culture.
I was just complaining to you about this because I was trying to find sneakers that I want, and I don't know how to do it. I don't know how to find legitimate websites that are going to have the actual ones.
Sneakers have become so trendy that even regular. That's what I mean. Just like a new pair of Nikes can be hard to find if you want them.
It's pretty tough to find.
And like over $100, all of them.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Some of them are like $180, and that's on the lower end.
Yeah,
but you know, we're coming into the holidays, so this is kind of one of those sites that's cool to keep up with. A lot of sneakers are going to come out between now and Christmas, so
Christmas,
you need a
present.
Good little present for someone.
There you go.
You know, or if you're dating a guy for a minute and you want to buy him a pair of sneakers and never hear from him again, it's great. It's a great source for that.
Well, there you go. You got an Instagram hack. You got some new music to check out. Mark Ebassi.
Yeah, and G-Eazy.
And G-Eazy on that song. You also know how to get some sneakers now, thanks to Jenna. And if you want to get the kids and the family all dressed up together for Halloween, there's a website for that. We'll post all of those at kidnation.com. Jenna, well done. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Getting us in the loop right there. And right now, let's try to give away some money. A clap in the control room there from the tray.
Wow, the
tray liked it.
All right,
10 grand is very attainable, more attainable.
Much more attainable.
Yeah,
that's Al's art, you know.
Yeah.
Hi, Carly.
Hi.
How are you doing this morning?
I am so good right now.
Good for you.
Well, hopefully it gets a lot better. What are you doing right now?
I'm just sitting in a parking lot because I couldn't even concentrate on driving.
Smart. Any big plans for the weekend?
Yes, I'm from Louisiana, so we're going to Baton Rouge to celebrate my fiance's birthday.
Go Tigers!
Hey! What's your fiance's name?
Luke.
Luke, happy birthday, buddy.
Luke!
All right, well, your girlfriend Carly or fiance Carly is going to try to win some money and maybe buy you something really nice from one of those websites Jenna hooked us up with. That's what she's going to do. Carly, which vault did you decide to go with?
64.
Vault number 64.
Okay, all right.
Let's get that one all nice and ready for you. Let's pull up to it.
Hello. Password.
Rocket.
Password.
Hey. All right. Good job, Carly.
Rock it right into that vault is what we're going to do.
Rock it.
Here is Kelly Raspberry to tell you how we play Beat the Bank Extreme,
yes.
Carly.
We're going to put you in the vault with the banker who's going to call out dollar amounts that gradually get bigger. Your job, your only mission is to say stop before the vault closes. Now, the vault could go as high as $1,000, $2,000, $5,000, $10,000 even, or it could close. We don't know what it's going to do. Your job is to yell stop. Now, if it hits any $1,000 amount, yell stop. That's as high as it's going to go, okay?
Okay, got it.
Got it.
Yeah, you will only hear 1,000 said once in a vault. Never again after that, okay? All right.
Okay.
Let's do it, Carly. Let's win some money. Let's play.
Beat the bank.
Brr. 130. 150. 260. 280. 340. 410. 460. 520. 630. 760.
Feeling that door.
I was.
That was I didn't think it was coming.
Was
I didn't think
on.
That was going to happen.
All right, Carly.
It's okay. I was only going to yell stop if I heard 1,000.
All right.
That's
there.
What you got. You know what? That's my gut. My. Yeah.
Think of the word.
I would do the same thing.
Let's just wait.
That would be my plan.
Your plan?
That would be my plan.
Yeah. I'm sorry, Carly.
I admire you.
But Carly, you're going to have a nice weekend. You're going to hang out with your fiance and have a blast. And so you got that to look forward to.
Think of that as money you won't blow this weekend.
Yeah, there you go.
Oh, yeah.
See?
So no present for Luke.
Carly. Thank y'all so much.
All right,
darling. Have a wonderful day, Carly. Enjoy your weekend. Thank you for playing.
Have fun in Baton Rouge.
You got to risk it. You got to risk it, Kid Nation. That's one more vault taken out of there,
yeah,
so that you get one step closer to the $10,000. It would have closed on me. I would have tried to keep it going.
Yeah.
I was with Carly on that one. Hey, we got another password for you coming up in about 35 minutes. Don't miss out on your chance to win with Beat the Bank Extreme!
This is the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
All right, we got a text right here. Do we start calling now for Beat the Bank Extreme? Yes, you do. Pick up that phone and give us a call at 800-KID-LIVE.
800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEK-IT.
Just make sure you're caller number 11 to play Beat the Bank Extreme. Know the password, you'll gain access, and then it's up to you. Pull out all that money. Big Al Mac and Jenna had a... It was supposed to be a date, but it wasn't a date.
Yep.
Because somebody else brought a date.
It was interesting when I walked into the suite.
Did you feel jealousy, Jenna?
I was hanging out with some listeners that had won tickets to the suite. They were so great. And then I see Al.
Yeah.
Then I see a girl
next to him.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
And I'm like, wow, he did bring a date.
Because you guys had this arrangement that if you ended up on the Kiss Cam, you're going
to
go for it.
First of all. Backtrack. Oh. I wanted to be on the taco cam.
Yeah.
My dream is to be when it's raining tacos and just like put my mouth out and just be like, oh.
Save all that video, sound, everything.
It was National Taco Thursday. Yeah.
So I didn't see it's raining tacos actually, but Al, yeah, we had a plan arranged. Like I wanted to sit next to him, and if he brought a date, I didn't think he was really going to come through with that. I went alone.
Uh-huh.
I went alone. And, which turned out great for me because I saw him on a date. He came up to me and he goes, look at my seat covered in popcorn. And I said, Al, keep it sexy.
Man,
she's so cute sitting next to him, all classy,
because
you know, taking one kernel of popcorn at a time. And he's talking to me, his whole area, the game at this point hasn't even started. And his whole area is covered in popcorn.
Girls eat popcorn way different than we eat popcorn, JC.
Because like, we're trying to be clean.
We handful it up.
We are. Like a little, like a crane. And then, y'all are just like,
And it's a good way not to eat all of it, because it could be bad for the diet. That way you get about half of the fistful in your mouth, and then the rest goes on the ground.
There you go.
So I was a mess.
There you go. Yeah,
I was a mess. He said something inappropriate to me about the date, and I was like, I'll keep it sexy.
I did.
Keep it sexy.
Did you keep it sexy?
I did.
So who's this lady you took out on a date, this young lady?
I met her on, was it the Bumble? Yeah, it was the Bumble.
My man.
It was the Bumble. Just swiped right.
Yeah.
And
she obviously swiped right too.
Chatting, yeah.
So you've already been out before.
Yeah, we had a meet and greet earlier.
I hate calling them meet and greet.
It's so disrespectful.
You had a date.
We met and we greeted one another and we hung out.
Did you give her a free T-shirt?
I did not give her a free T-shirt.
Give her a signed headshot.
I did not give her a signed headshot, but we just hung out. And had some drinks and had a little food, and so I said, "Hey, I've got two tickets to the." To the hockey games, because I'm not sure. So then yesterday came, and I'm like, hey, what about the hockey game? She's like, yeah, come on, let's go.
Really?
Hockey games are so fun. I love
them. She'd never been to one. She'd never been to a hockey game. She'd never sat in a suite.
What's her deal? So what's she do for work?
She worked for the government.
Oh, really?
Yeah, she's like a secret
agent.
She's not a secret agent, but works for the government.
Okay. So,
because I always think, like, if I go out with somebody once or twice, like, what would their radio moniker be? Government cheese? Because she got a pretty smile.
I don't think she wants to be
that
government cheese.
That is hilarious.
She got a pretty smile. So.
Does she like cheese?
Government cheese.
I'm down.
Yeah, that sounds great. Yeah, so I abandoned Al because I saw he was taken for the night.
Yeah.
Which was fine by me because I went and sat down on the glass and I like to get into the game.
Yeah.
I was beating on the glass.
Uh-huh. Now, are you and Government Cheese going to go on a third date?
Yeah, was there a lot of tension in the air?
He was talking it up big to me.
Yeah.
We haven't discussed an additional date.
Really?
But
How did the date end?
She went home and I went. She lives like...
Oh, that's interesting. You were big mouthing me. He was trying to make me feel bad.
Why?
I was like, well, I'm going to go see, you see those seats down there? I'm going to go sit down there since you brought a date.
Yeah.
I was just trying to upgrade.
Right.
And he was like... He goes, we're going to be home before you even get to your seat.
Hey, Big Talk Al over there.
I talk a lot of noise. My bark's worse than my bike.
I was like, okay, good luck with that.
So you guys just met at the game. You didn't pick her up or anything?
Yeah. No, actually, she did. She did come to my house because we wanted to Uber.
Oh. Okay.
Yeah.
And then
it's hard when you have two cars and you're trying to go down. I have one parking pass and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah, you pick her up in a car.
Yeah.
So, we're dating a girl. She white girl, Latina girl, she black girl.
She is of the sister persuasion.
Okay.
I was shocked.
See, a lot of people say,
trying something new.
How come you don't date African-American girls? He does.
I do.
Yeah.
They just they don't date me a lot of the time.
So this weekend, third date.
I don't think so. I think she has some plans. We did talk about that, and she said she has some plans.
Yeah,
So no, but it's cool. It's cool. You know, I got to work. It's a big weekend. It's a lot of college football games. It's big. There's a big UFC fight tomorrow.
I know.
Yeah.
McGregor.
Conor McGregor and that other guy.
How's that going to go? And that other guy.
Yeah. But that other guy is really, really good. I just can't pronounce his name. Khabib or Kayla?
I don't know. Yeah.
26-0, I think. He's undefeated.
Khabib Nurmagomedov.
Yes.
Oh, wow.
Yes.
Rolls off the tongue.
Khabib Nurmagomedov.
I think.
And is McGregor undefeated fighting as well?
No, he's not. Okay. Diaz beat him.
I didn't know.
I think.
Yeah, right? Yeah, he did.
He lost.
Okay.
He got tired one time.
Okay.
Yeah. Trey, what?
What?
You know
Trey,
the
you're
you know,
yelling.
Go ahead, buddy.
We can hear you. Yeah, we're in trouble. What?
Oh, I was just saying, come on, you guys. He lost to Nate Diaz.
That's what I said.
Yeah.
Khabib is undefeated.
There you go.
Yeah. It'll be huge. Sorry.
Okay, it is a huge fight.
Trey's into MMA, that's why.
Yeah.
Okay, so I'm kind of busy too, is what I'm saying.
Okay, gotcha.
Well, we all make time for the things we want to do, Al.
Jenna, as a girl watching Al on his date, was she into it? Honest?
She had her leg. I know body language.
It's National Body Language Day.
I didn't spend a lot of time analyzing it because he was such a mess with his popcorn everywhere. I was just like, "Oh, what are you doing?"
Yeah, I was kind of embarrassed.
Jenna sent me a picture of Al, and it was just
y'all
the funniest
have to post
thing
this
ever.
Photo. I posted it on my Instagram story
because Al looks a mess, and she just looks right.
I wanted to get Al right before the anthem. He has his hat off, and I was like, he hadn't seen me yet. And I'm like, Al. Who's that chick? I was acting like I was mad.
All right. Well, let's get to giving away some money. Glad you guys had fun.
All right. Fade out. You're trying to trail off.
Yeah. It's all about the effects.
It's a Don Cheadle effect.
You know? What's up, Matt?
Hey, how's it going?
It's going extremely well, and hopefully it's going to go extremely well for you. What are you up to right now, buddy?
Well, I'm home sick with the kids.
Aww.
So I got a couple kids who are sick, so I'm taking care of them, man.
Oh, man. Yeah, all these bugs going around. Is it the flu or strep throat? What you guys got going on?
Yeah, one of mine has strep, and then one of mine contracted hand, foot, and mouth from daycare.
Ooh. Oh, there you go.
Hoof and mouth.
Yeah.
What is that?
I always got that.
It just gives them
it's
like
a rash.
Yeah, in their mouth.
Yeah, it's terrible.
My mom called it hoof and mouth.
Yeah, it's not the best.
Well, man, no, it's bad, actually.
I sure hope you win some money, dog.
Yeah, that would make up for it, you know?
Look at
that. Everything happens for a reason.
Matt gets
that's right.
Being the good daddy out there, Matt. All right, Matt. Well, which vault did you decide to go with?
I went 12.
Vault number 12. That's a good one.
That's
right
a good
there.
One.
You
that's
get
good
about
one.
That?
I think so. I like
yeah.
it.
Yeah.
Tom Brady just won yesterday. That's his number. Why not? Let's go with it.
All right.
All right, let's go up to vault number 12.
Hello. Please enter your password.
Venom.
Password accepted.
There you go, Matt.
There you go, dog.
That password has been accepted. You are now allowed to go inside vault number 12 with the banker who's going to give you dollar amounts that increase the longer you stay in there. Now, your only job, Matt, is to yell stop when you think he's gone as high as he's going to go. That's how much money you will win. Now, if he says anything with $1,000 on it, it could be $1,000, $2,000, $5,000, or $10,000. But if you hear $1,000 after the number, you make sure you yell stop because it's not going to go any higher than that, okay?
Okay.
All right, buddy, if that door closes, you get nothing. We don't want that because you are home sick with the kids and you deserve some play money.
Thank you.
All right, buddy. All right, Matt, let's do it. Let's play
Beat the Bank.
$160. $210. $250. $320. $330. $440. $480. $490. $570. $660. $680.
Well, Matt. Hey.
Dang it, I almost said it.
I'm sorry.
You went for it, sir, and that's all that matters?
We have some brave listeners.
Hey, they want that $10,000.
We have brave, brave listeners. I admire that.
Well, Matt, you didn't get the $10,000, but we got to chat with you, and at least we get that.
Yeah.
You
know,
we got to meet you soon.
Yeah, yeah, that's okay. It was fun. Yeah, I appreciate it.
Hope your kids get well soon.
All right, buddy, and hope you have a good weekend, okay, Matt?
Yeah, you too.
All right, buddy. Get them kids healed up.
Keep your chin up.
That's four in a row, by the way.
Kid Nation is
going for it.
Yeah.
They got guts.
So don't worry. Beat the Bank will be back next week. Two chances for you to win that $10,000. But let's switch it on over to Feel Good.
All right.
It's Feel Good Friday, Kid Nation. Pick up that phone and give us a call at 800-KID-LIVE.
800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEK-IT.
Tell us about the good going on in your life. All the awesomeness you got coming up, it's happening next week. Maybe it just happened yesterday. As long as it's making you smile, it's Feel Good Friday, and we want to hear it next.
This is the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
And that should make you feel good.
Feel good, don't it?
And that should make you feel good.
All right, Kid Nation.
And that should make
feel
you
good
feel
Friday. Good. That phone number is 800-KID-LIVE.
800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEK-IT.
And look, if you've been complaining that it's tough to win Beat the Bank Extreme.
Extreme.
You're trying to win a contest. Well, good news for you.
We've got one that's real easy for you to win.
Right.
Really good odds to win that Walking Dead contest we got going on, the Walkaroki.
Which is a trip to the set of the show in Atlanta.
Yeah.
I mean, it's a big prize.
We're making you work for it. Of course, we're asking for makeup and video, a minute-long karaoke version of a song.
And then if you don't win, three runners-up get a $100 Visa gift card.
Yeah, so right now, your chances to win are, as long as you enter, 100%.
Not one person has sent in an entry. See, we keep it real around here.
Yeah.
We have something that's... You know, it's not going as well as we would hoped.
Yeah, so
we'll let you know.
I know, maybe
we're asking you to put in some effort. Usually we just ask you to call, be the right caller, you know, password, stuff like that. We wanted to, you know, amuse ourselves and look at some funny, you know, zombie music videos.
And it's happened in the past sometimes that when we ask you to do a little extra with the makeup and stuff, you have to go get it and stuff. Maybe you're waiting for the weekend. We just want to let you know. Chances of winning.
Very good.
Very good. I mean, we're serious. Not one person has entered the contest.
Let's not stress that too much.
And I do have a... It seems like it's bad news, but it turns into a feel good, okay? Because there was a family that saved up about $1,000. In fact, $1,060.
Okay.
You know, took a whole year to save that money. And then when they went to go look for it, because they needed to spend it on some football tickets to go watch the Utah team play, the university, they realized they couldn't find it. And upon further investigation, they had found that their two-year-old had put it in the shredder.
Daddy taught him how to use the shredder,
yeah,
and
he
used it.
But the good news is they can submit the money to the U.S. Department of Treasury. They have a mutilated currency division for exchange. So if anything that's ever been waterlogged or burned or shredded, you could turn it into the government, and for free, as a service to the public, they will give you your money.
Hard to believe they can. Well, I guess when they destroy money, they destroy it so that it's replaced.
Exactly.
I don't know how
it works. It takes 2 years. It can take up to 2 years.
Right, yeah, yeah. I mean, you're not going to be able to get that money right away, but there's good news. Yeah, and they went viral for it, so you can feel good about that.
Hey, real quick, going back to the Walkaroki contest, we didn't tell you this. If you need details and the rules, go to KidNation.com.
Oh, yes, please.
Right.
Go to KidNation.com. All the rules are there, but you have to do it by midnight this Sunday, midnight Central Time.
And make sure you check out
The Walking Dead.
The Walking Dead.
This Sunday.
On AMC.
Yeah. That's right. From the text, this one's great. Colton wrote us and said, guys, I work at a haunted house. Last night, I got one girl to fall down screaming, and I got another one to start crying. Such an amazing feeling. Hashtag feel good Friday.
Success. Success.
When your job is to make people cry and fall down screaming, that's a good look right there.
Man, I'm getting the itch.
To go?
Yeah, to another.
I'm waiting for that virtual reality one, because I know they can't touch me for reals.
Well, legally, they're not supposed to touch you.
They have some where you sign away any...
Where?
Right.
I've heard that they have some that you can sign away, like, hey, we can touch and push you.
That's what I heard.
Yeah.
Sign something, you can be touched.
Sign me up to be touched. Scary.
Say that. Hi, Campbell.
Hi.
How are you doing this morning?
Good.
Good. How old are you?
I'm 8.
You're 8, and you have an awesome Feel Good Friday for us?
Yeah, I got tickets for my 8th birthday to go to the Taylor Swift concert tonight.
Yay!
Yay! You get to go see Taylor Swift.
Big birthday.
Yeah. I think we have some people from the office heading out to the Taylor Swift show.
Going tomorrow.
Kelly's going tomorrow.
What's your favorite Taylor Swift song?
Shake It Off.
Shake It Off. Shake It Off. Shake it off.
Yep, that's a good one right there. Well, Campbell, you have a blast out there, okay?
Have fun.
Okay.
You already got your outfit all set up and everything?
Uh-huh.
All right, good. Yeah, you planned ahead. Well played.
Yeah, we got to finish in McKelly's outfit.
Yeah.
We got the basics. We still have a little few extra items to buy. Uh-huh. Get it just right.
Well, Campbell, have
Very
fun
important.
Out there. Take tons of pictures, too. Hi, Abigail.
Hi.
Hello. So you have a feel-good Friday for us that involves your dad, huh?
Yes. I'm in cosmetology school, and yesterday I gave my dad my very first haircut.
Aww.
Well done.
How does he look?
He said he liked it, so...
Yeah.
Awesome. Did he might say that either way, though.
Right. Yeah. That's supportive, though.
Yeah. Was Dad a good tipper, Abigail?
He was. He gave me $20.
Wow. Oh, whoa. Hey, question, yeah. Because I really haven't asked this about haircuts, but what's a proper percentage to tip a hairstylist?
I don't know. I think it's just whatever you want.
She's a student. Really? It's whatever you want. I give.
Like 20%, right?
At least.
Okay.
Yeah, it's supposed to be 15-20%. And is that rule still in place where you don't tip the owner? I think that's gone out the window.
I don't tip the owner, I don't think.
I don't know. I don't think that's in place anymore.
No, but if someone different washes you give them a little tip.
Yeah, the shampoo person. It's not always a girl anymore.
Right.
You gotta take a load of cash to get your hair done.
Yeah, you do.
Well, good luck, Abigail.
Yeah, good luck.
Or Venmo.
Congratulations. Yeah, take some Venmo out there. From the text, I just started a new job this week, and I get weekends off now.
Yay!
Oh, that
nice. That's life-changing.
That's a good change right there.
I worked retail all coming up. Yeah. And man, every weekend.
Gotta work.
Jenna, Kelly, JC, Big Al. Feel Good Friday. I'm getting married today to my fiance, John, after 8 years together.
Yay.
I wish you guys could be here because you're like my family. I love you all. That's Heather from Louisiana.
So nice. Congratulations.
Thanks, Heather.
Congrats on the wedding.
Yeah, good luck.
We'll be there in spirit. Take some pictures of us or something. You know,
pictures of us.
Yeah, little heads just poking up. So it looks like we're out there. Hi, Emily.
Hi.
How are you doing this morning?
I'm excited. I can't believe I actually got through.
You got through, and we want to hear your Feel Good Friday. What's going on in your world?
Okay, so I was a teen mother in high school. I had my child when I was in the 10th grade. He is now 8 years old. I graduated, but I didn't get to go to college because I had another child immediately after I graduated. And now I'm enrolled as a freshman for the spring semester, and I will be studying law.
Get it. Never too late.
Well done.
Thank you. I'm so excited.
That's great, girl. Don't give up.
You're going to be a great, you're already a great role model for your kids.
What inspired you to pursue law?
Because I like to argue.
That's good. That's a good start.
Yep. Might as well put it to good use, you know?
Right.
What's your favorite thing to argue about?
Whatever my husband disagrees with me about.
Well played, Emily. Good luck with law school. I'm going to hire her. I could already tell she's pretty good at arguing.
Yep.
Whatever my husband disagrees with. What's up, Dave?
Hey, guys. How's it going?
It's going good. Excellent, man. Now, you have a really sweet story to share with Kid Nation. What happened?
I sure do. So my wife is notoriously difficult to surprise. And in the 9 years we've been married, I haven't been able to pull off a good surprise at all. She's just a Sherlock Holmes type of woman.
Right.
But yesterday, for our 9th anniversary, I surprised her not once, but twice. I took her on a hot air balloon flight last night, and when we were up in the air just before the sunset, I gave her the ring that she'd been wanting for 3 or 4 years.
Aww.
Well,
very nice.
Sweet.
Were you scared of that balloon, though?
Oh, I was terrified.
Yeah. Those things scare me for some reason. Yeah. It's all romantic.
I hope
up
my
there.
Husband's not listening and getting ideas.
Oh, Alan, you should do it, buddy.
Hey, I would train.
Die.
A balloon in the house.
I'm over the part where I have to impress him with my. I'll try anything in nature stuff.
Kelly's no longer
good
adventurous.
Sport. I'm not a good sport anymore.
You're so helpless in those things.
Yeah. Congratulations, Dave.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, well buddy. Done, man. Surprise the unsurprisable.
What's he going to do for 10?
Yeah, it's going to be
big one for 9.
Yeah, I don't know.
You're the thing about it.
A whole year. Anita!
Yes.
How are you doing?
I am fabulous. How are you guys doing?
Doing excellent. I'm sure you're extremely happy with what's going to be happening today.
Oh, yes. I'm extremely nervous as well.
What's happening?
Well, my son's father's coming home from Iraq today, and we are going to surprise him.
Oh, how are you going to surprise him?
Well, we're telling him that we're going to go over to his grandmother's to visit his sister, who's also going to be in town from Colorado. And he has no clue his dad's going to be there because his dad's not scheduled to come back till next month.
Oh, those are the videos that make me cry every time.
Very cool.
Every time I see those videos of soldiers surprising their kids. Congratulations, Anita. And thank you to your husband and or your son's dad for what he does.
Well, you're very welcome, and we are very blessed that he is a part of our lives.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you, Anita. Have a wonderful weekend. Give him a big hug, too. Got a couple more here real quick.
All right.
Hi, Erica.
Hi, how are you?
You have a double feel-good Friday for us, huh?
I do. I'm such a proud owner as of today. I paid off my car 4 years early, and I adopted my foster dog.
What's your dog's name?
The dog.
Her name is Susie. That's the name she came with, and I call her Susan sometimes.
Susan.
We're going to ride around in the car all weekend with the windows down, go to the beach, and live our life.
Live your life. Ooh. Yeah. Congratulations on your new puppy.
Like a
your
movie.
Best life. Kelly's trying
riding
to get
around with my rescue dog at the beach.
That's right.
That's a Hollywood scene right there.
Kelly's helping me get my dog. She's putting
I'm
it
telling
in
you what.
Ear.
There are so many great rescues out there. I just posted on Facebook yesterday because, you know, the Facebook memory popped up with my dog, George, who's been dead over a year. And I said, I think my heart might be about ready. And, you know, I've got some friends who are passionate animal rescue people and started sending me pictures. And I found a Chihuahua mix for JC, I think.
She's so cool looking.
Not a chug, though.
It's not a chug.
But it's a mix of something.
He looks like a little fox. He's black, but he's got little tan eyes and little white
he's
little
got,
mouth.
Like collie markings, but it's a Chihuahua. It's beautiful.
I like them a lot. Yeah. So I'm trying to get Kenzie
to rescue.
Fingers crossed.
Decision.
Fingers crossed. All right, we'll take one more here from Taylor. Hi, Taylor.
Hi.
Your Feel Good Friday involves your son, and it makes you feel like a proud parent, right?
Oh, my God, yes.
What happened?
So, he's 8 years old, and it's the book fair at school, and so he had about $50 saved up from his birthday last month, and he was so excited to take his money, and we almost didn't let him take all of it, but we were like, it's your money, go ahead.
Uh-huh.
And he comes, I get a message from his teacher that he spent all his money the first day of the book fair, and then he comes home with no books.
Oh, he lost them?
Oh, no.
He ended up telling me that they have like a giant bookcase at home full of books, and there's apparently a kid in his class that didn't have any books, and so he spent like $50 at the book fair buying his classmate books so that he could have books at home.
Your son is such an awesome person. What is your son's name?
Jordan.
What a stud.
You know, that could be Jordan's little mission in life.
Getting books for kids.
You should start
passionate
that.
About helping kids get books.
Yeah, Taylor,
so
if he does
sweet.
Start, if he starts doing something like that, Taylor, you let us know so
we're
that way we
board.
Can plug it, okay? We're on board with him.
We'll call it Jordan's Library.
What an awesome kid. Thank you for sharing that story, Taylor.
Absolutely. I had a great day.
You too.
She's so proud.
And Jordan, what a stud. Keep doing what you're doing, man.
That is awesome.
That is such a cool kid right there. Way to go, Jordan.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Attention dudes who think they are short. You might not be short after all.
If you think you're short.
No.
As a dude, yes.
Well, you might be more average than you think.
Thank you. The average American man is about 5'9" and weighs about 175 pounds.
Oh.
So I'm above average in both of them.
I'm an average man. Yes, I am.
So,
true, Kelly.
I see a lot of dudes that are like 5'9", 5'10", and they think they're short. But it's like, no, man, you're average. You're good. You're not short.
I don't consider 5'9 short for a guy.
Nah, it's good. Good height.
Well, if you're a 5'9 woman, you
that's
would.
That's true, yeah, because I'm only 5'5". So
me, I'd like them 6 foot and above just because it makes me feel a little
more dainty.
That's true.
And not so much fee, fi, fo, fum, right? Right, part
of Justin. Are you still hurting about the burn book, fee, fi, fo, fum?
No, I just I don't care.
Yeah, I don't like how do I say this? Laying on a person that's smaller than me because I feel like I'm going to suffocate them.
Yeah. It's not so much the
like if we've ever been
part.
With a small, right. small guy.
I honestly,
you want to be a blank. Like I want to feel. I get what Kelly's saying. Like if he's really tall and big, you feel small. And yes. if he's like your height and weight and can fit into your jeans, I don't like laying on top of him. I feel like I'm suffocating.
You want to feel like a blanket, not like a down comforter.
Hey, you okay?
I don't.
Are you breathing?
Necessarily.
Literally, unintentionally put him to sleep.
I don't necessarily think I'm going to suffocate him, but I did try dating someone significantly shorter than
How
myself.
Tall? How tall was he?
He might have made 5'5".
Oh,
maybe
wow.
he was very
LA.
Fit in your pocket,
short in stature, but he was so handsome
oh.
and nice and sweet, and we just met, and it was just we were at a group thing, and we just had such a wonderful time, and I was like, I'll try it. But I'll be honest, it was really weird.
I'll tell you this. When I got to go interview Kevin Hart a couple weeks ago,
yeah.
and he's about 5'4".
Mm-hmm.
Maybe.
Yeah, that's crazy.
There's something about Kevin Hart when you see him in person where I just... He didn't feel short to me.
His personality
yeah.
was huge.
His personality was huge, and he's actually pretty built. He's in really good shape. So
and he carries himself with such confidence.
Yeah, he walks tall, even though he's 5'4". So when I was in a room with him, I didn't look at him and go, man, that's a short dude. It was a dude.
Yeah.
He didn't seem short to me.
Superstar, too.
So, yeah,
so
that
Kelly,
that helps.
When you're dating this really short guy, and you put your arm around
You didn't.
I was going to say.
And, you know, and when it's just you and him, it's fine, you know, because we're just, you know, it's just two people that were interested in each other
yeah,
and
yeah.
had a great conversation. But then you have to go out to a restaurant and you're like, you know, people are looking and you wonder what they're saying. You get real self-conscious.
I don't want to be able to, like, slouch on his head, like put my arm up and lean over and it's on the top of his head.
Right.
I don't want to be able to do that.
Yeah,
or
I don't want to make fun, but it's just
or
like, it's, you know, it's a real fact.
Do.
You see women in Hollywood, they...
All the time.
Because those actors are not the tallest people.
Mm-mm, they're short.
And they have tall women wearing their high heels on the red carpet, and they're like, whatever.
They stand on that wallet.
I just found out Matthew McConaughey is not 6'5", and it blew my mind.
Oh.
You knew he was?
I would think if I
thought he was 6'5".
He might be 6 foot.
Yeah, same.
Maybe 5'11", 6 foot.
Agreed.
I'm guessing.
How tall is he?
I don't know. He looks short in the picture I saw with this.
He's no. Why would you ever think he's 6'5"?
I don't know. I just always thought he was
he
tall.
He does look like a tall guy.
I always see him on screen.
Six flat.
Six yeah. flat. Okay. So he's tall. He's just not as tall as I thought he was going to be.
Yeah.
Yeah, 6 foot's tall.
Yeah. You guys want to do some tidbit news real quick?
Yes.
Sure.
Tidbit news brought to you by Walmart today.
Yeah, it
we
is.
We got a sponsor finally.
And I
tidbit news.
Yeah.
I found out last night after having a female at the house. I have nothing to offer in my house.
Oh, I thought you just meant in general.
No, as far as groceries and snacks, it's mostly because I can't stand roaming the grocery store process. I don't want to fight the parking lot lines and grab a basket, navigate the store, wait in a checkout line. That is all eliminated because I have downloaded the Walmart Grocery Pickup app. I picked out my store, which is maybe a mile from my house. Now, all I have to do is go shopping. They have a diagram of the store online. You go down each aisle online, pick out what you want, and then just pull up to the little line and pick up the food, and they'll bring it out to you.
It's
bring
perfect
it out to
for
you.
Gamers who have to eat.
Exactly.
Yeah, JC, you'll love
it. I love this stuff.
Just order online, choose the pickup time and the location. Walmart will load your car in minutes. You don't even have to get your little crumb snatchers out of the car.
Those
they
are
have
kids.
A highly trained team of personal shoppers picking the freshest items for you, including fruit and vegetables. And if you order by 1 p.m., you can pick up that food the same day. So, please, take heed. Download the Walmart grocery app because there are more ways to Walmart.
Thank you.
It's time for Tidbit News.
Spooky edition, Jenna.
Yay.
Oh, yeah.
Take heed,
young fellow.
A guy caught with meth says a ghost planted it. You want a little more on this? Because this is pretty
yes,
funny.
Please.
He was an older guy, too. I saw his mugshot, I guess.
Yeah, he was an older dude. Michael Ottenberry called the cops the other day, claimed someone attacked him with an axe.
Okay.
Scary,
it's
right?
Scary.
He said they stabbed him in the head with it. So the cops rushed on over there trying to help our dude out.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
When they got to his house, he was not hurt.
No axe?
No axe, no wound on the head, nothing. And he was yelling at people that weren't actually there. He claimed a burglar attacked him.
Mm-hmm.
So they searched the place. There was no burglar in there.
No.
Then they did. They spotted a small bag, and in that bag they found some meth, and it was sitting on his nightstand. So they questioned him about it, and he said, "A ghost planted it."
See,
right?
Yeah.
So
just,
he
just asked the ghost.
He's facing charges for possession and a controlled substance, and for filing
the ghost
a false report.
Did it.
Why,
dude? I'm a witness. Ghosts can do strange stuff.
My dude told on himself. He called the cops on himself.
And the ghost was messing with him.
Oh, right. Man. The ghost got him.
I've seen it in the movies where, you know,
yeah,
ghosts make it crazy, and then people show up and the ghost is gone.
Yeah, that could happen. That could happen.
Meth, not appealing.
It's not.
No.
Still today, not appealing. No. Mm-hmm.
And also a nice little sweet story.
Okay.
That is why Grandma and Grandpa should not be driving a car, people.
Spooky edition?
No, not spooky. This one's just, bless their heart.
This is kind of sad.
Lost elderly couple drives for 5 days through 3 states before being found. I'm sorry, I'm laughing.
Oh, so
At least they were together.
Neither wanted to ask for directions?
No, of course the husband doesn't want to ask for directions.
We'll get there in a minute.
I think they were trying to go to Tennessee. They ended up in Atlanta.
Oh, my.
For 5 days.
They sit here right next to each other.
They didn't need a snooze.
And, of course, in true grandpa fashion, he was driving a gold PT Cruiser. So,
And that was another edition of Tidbit News.
The left blinker was on the entire time.
This is the Kid Craddock Morning Show.